This week's Daf HaShavua in Yerushalmi begins in the Oz V'Hadar and Art Scroll edition on Daf Beis Amud Aleph at the top of the Daf with the words Isa Chami. In the Vilna edition of the Yerushalmi, this Gemara is on Aleph Amud Beis in Halacha Aleph. If you look in the Oz V'Hadar edition under the top words on the Amud Me'emasai Perek Rishon Brachas, in brackets they have Aleph Amud Beis and Halacha Aleph. This refers to our Mishnah, which in Yerushalmi is called Halacha, and in the Vilna edition, it's Aleph Amud Beis. You'll always see a reference on every daf of the Oz V'Hadar pagination system of the Yerushalmi. It will always refer to what daf this is in the Vilna edition. We are referring in our opening words of Isa Chami to the Gemara that began on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara brought the Mishnah Me'emasai Karnas Hashma, when do you begin the Shema at night, and we have the shear of Mishosha Kohanim Nechnas Lechel B'Trumasan, when the Kohanim go in at Seisik Echavim to eat their Truma, and the Gemara brought a Brisa of Reb Chiya Tosefta, which gave a different time, Mishosha Derech B'nei Adam Nechnas Lechel Piton B'Leili Shabbos, when people go in to eat their bread Friday night. And the Yerushalmi had commented that we learned that these two times are very close to each other, although they're not exact, but Kroivim Divreim Liyoshav, they're almost the same time. The time of going in to eat Friday night is almost identical to Tzeisik HaChavim. And now our Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph begins. Isa Chami, which means Boy Urei, come and see. So explains the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe. Let's see, let's analyze, let's see if this is correct, that the two times are almost identical. And the Gemara says it would seem it's not identical. Why? Mishah, Shah Kohanim Nechnasan, Lochal B'Trumasan, the time when the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma, it's Yemamahu, V'im Koichvayahu. It is day, and with the coming of the stars, as the Pnei Moshe explains in the left-hand column, the third line, Kloimer, Miyad Acher Soif Hayoim, Ve'im Tzeisek Echavim, Shehu Haschalas Halayla. This time when the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma comes immediately when the day ends. It was just Yamama, and right away comes the Tzeisek Echavim. However, Mishah Shederech Bnei Adam Nechnas Nlechol Piton B'Leili Shabbos, but the other time that you gave me from the Tosefta, when the people go in to eat their bread Friday night, that is Shavitarti Lel Yehu. The Pnei Moshe learns that this is 1 or 2 hours into the night. The Charedim differs, and he says it means Shav, an hour, or Tarti means two-thirds of an hour, almost an hour. The Pashtus, and so learns the Beer of the Yerushalmi from Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, like the Pnei Moshe, that the Gemara means 1 or 2 hours. So how can you tell me, as the Gemara continues, Va'at Omar Kroivim Divreim Liyoshavim, and you're going to tell me that Seisik Echavim, which is the time when the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma, that is almost identical to when the people go in to eat their bread Friday night? That the second period of the people going in to eat their bread Friday night is 1 or 2 hours after Tzeisek Echavim. So how could you tell me Kroivim Divreim Liyoshavim? As the Charedim adds in the first Charedim on the right-hand column in our Daf, from the Mishnah in the Goyim Perek Yudalad Mishnah Gimel, that the shear of the Kohanim going to eat the Truma is at Tzeisek Echavim, concerning Meiser, Tavol Va'ola Oichel B'Maser. When he goes to the mikveh during the day and he comes out of the mikveh, he can already eat meiser when he's tummy. However, Harav Shimshoy, he has to wait for the setting of the sun. Oichel b'truma v'hein et tzeisek echavim, miyad. Immediately by tzeisek echavim, he's able to eat his truma. So the question remains, how can you tell me that these two shiurim of tzeisek echavim and an hour or two after tzeisek echavim are close to each other? The Charedim explains that although we find in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Bamem Adlikin, Al Yedeit Kiya Shofar, they used to blow the shofar so that people would not be Mechal Shabbos. And let's learn this Charedim inside, beginning on the fifth line, Kaloimer, the first short line, Kaloimer Oisha Oishne Shlishisha Belailahu. That here's the Charedim who says it's an hour or two, meaning 2/3 of an hour. The Afal Gav the Magdim Lav Lebesim and Asad Oimen Achanuyos. Mikol Shari Meishavua, even though they used to come Friday night earlier from the field, from the work in the field, or from their stores. On Friday night, they would come much earlier. They used to blow the shofar that people should not be mechal Shabbos. They used to come home early. But in fact, they used to eat later on Friday night than the rest of the week. Why? They didn't go to shul during the week. Their shuls were in the field outside of the city. When we shum the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, they were of the opinion we had a machlaikis in the Bavli, whether Tfilas Arvis is chayva or it's Rishus, if it's obligatory or it is only a Rishus that one doesn't have to do it. And they went with the opinion that Tfilas Arvis was a Rishus, therefore they didn't go to shul in the dark outside of the city in the field, but rather mispal kolecha bebeis, everybody would daven be yechidus by himself in his house. Ubeleil Shabbos bilvad sheboim kulum lebeisayim iboy joim hayohachlin spal bebeis haknesses. On Friday, when they used to come home early from their work, then during the day they would go out to the field to the shul, and that's why, in fact, the Charedim tells us lahachi tekinu birchas magen avos leil Shabbos. They made a special takana of this bracha magen avos that people should say it kedei sheyachru ad sheyisaimu haboim b'chorin imoim, so that it would take longer the davening, so people would come late to davening, would not remain in shul by themselves and be worried about going home in the dark, but rather they had this extra tefillah that everybody would stay longer in shul, everybody would finish at the same time, and then they would all go home together. But va'ad sheholchem l'sade u'mispallin u'boyim, but the time it took to come back from the field and daven and come home, nechnasim lebeisam lechel to eat, kvar u'sho achas b'layla korfu, it was an hour or close to an hour, 2/3 of an hour after tzeisik kechavim. And therefore, the Gemara has this problem: how could you say that the two times are equal? Back to the Gemara on the fifth line, Amar Rabbi Yosi tiftar, you should interpret or you should explain this Brisa, which says that they're almost the same time. What are we speaking about? Be'elin kufranaya dakikaya, the small villages, the Urcheon, their usual way was that mistalka, they used to remove themselves from the way, from being outside of the city, adu yumama, while it was still light. And the Charedim explains, let's see it inside, the second medium white line, tifarish, you should explain, hadik tani karevim b'bnei kfarim ketanim. This is speaking about small villages. Shadarkin lamahir listalik minasadi likonis lebesim b'boy jayim. Mibnei emas chayis hasadim, because they had a fear of the animals, dishchichi b'makam shein yishuv gadol, where you don't have a large settlement, there's a lot of wild animals, and they had a fear of the wild animals, and those animals would prowl and ambush them at night, and therefore they would go out to the field while it was still day, when they came home early from their work. The car of when they came back from the field, it was still a little light outside, but it was close to Tzeiske Chavim. The Shaper Matzli Miboy Joim. And the question is, how could they daven in shul? It was still daylight when they went to shul. They were able to, as the Charedim brings the Gemara in the Bavli, Dav Chav Zayin, Rav Matzli Shal Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos. He used to daven the tefillah of Kabbalah Shabbos when it was still Erev Shabbos, when it was still light outside. Now the question is, but how could they daven Kriya Shema? They could accept Shabbos early, but it's not yet B'shach B'cha, it's not the time of Kriya Shema. The Charedim says, Kriya Shema Shekor Hashem B'Basic Knesset Lo Yatsu. In fact, the Kriya Shema that they daven in Shul, they were not Yaitza. If so, why did they say it? Says the Charedim, L'kamon Boy Im Kein L'Makora. The Yerushalmi in the next piece of Gemara is going to ask, why in fact did they say the Kriya Shema if they were not going to be Yaitza with this Kriya Shema? The Pnei Moshe adds in Divrei HaMaskel de Tzadilon that they had all the food prepared. They ate the food that was already prepared. In other words, it comes out that the people in the big cities who would go out to the field to daven And they used to go out while it was daylight, but they would come back when it was dark outside. So they, in fact, used to eat later on Friday night than the rest of the week, till they came back from shul. And others say that they had learning in shul. There were shiurim in shul as well. So they daven, they learned, they traveled, it took time for them to come home, and therefore they ate later. However, the people in the villages, they used to make sure to come home before it got completely dark because they were afraid of the animals, and they had all their food already prepared. So they, in fact, ate earlier than they did the rest of the week. The rest of the week, they came home around dusk before it got completely dark. They would daven when it got dark, and then they would prepare their meal and eat later. However, on Friday, all the food was already prepared. So right when they came home, right before Tzeis HaKochavim, they went ahead and they were already able to eat their seuda. So the time when they went in to eat their bread on Friday night was almost the same as Tzeis HaKochavim. It was a little earlier, but in fact, it was earlier than what they ate the rest of the week. Continues the Yerushalmi, that Sadi Lon Mekame Chiyusa. There was a danger because of the chiyusa, the animals. They were afraid that those animals would tzadi, they would ambush them, and that's why they used to daven early, come home while it was still light. They had all the food prepared before Shabbos, and therefore they sat down right away, close to the time of Tzeis HaKochavim, to eat their Shabbos suda. Tani, we learned in a braisa, Hakayre Kaidim Lachain, Liyatzadei Chavasai. If somebody says Kriyishma before the right time, they are not Yotze, their obligation of Kriyishma. And the Yerushalmi asks the question that Rashi in Brachas, the Beis Amid Aleph, brings down in the name of this Yerushalmi, Imkain, Lama Karanai Sabe Beis HaKnesses, why, if so, do we read it in Shul when it's not yet the time to say Kriyishma? Why are we saying it in Shul? And the way Rashi learns, and the Haredim here learns the same thing, that this Gemara is a beautiful continuation of the previous Gemara. Since we said that the people living in the villages, they used to come home a little before Tzeis HaKochavim, and meanwhile they had already davened in the shul, in the field, while it was still light outside, and they had said Kriyishma. So the Yerushalmi immediately is asking on the Hanhaga, on the practice of the villagers, how could they in fact say Kriyishma while it was light outside? It's before the time of Beshach Becha, when you go to sleep, and they're not being Yotze. So what are they saying it for in Shul? Amar Rabbi Yaisi, Ein Karin, I saw Bebeis HaKnesses, Bishul Latzis Yedei Chava. So you're right. They don't read it in Shul in order to fulfill their obligation of Kriyishma Deraisa. It's not yet the time of Beshach Becha. They cannot fulfill it. Ella, the only reason they're doing it is because they are entering into tefillah through a word of Torah. That is the reason that they are doing it. The Yerushalmi that we just learned is the makor for the first machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos that we find in Shas Bavli on Beis Amid Aleph. Let us begin with Shitas Rashi. Rashi asks on Daf Beis Amid Aleph in the Bavli, why is it that we daven Kriyishma in Shul early? And Rashi says that the main Kriyishma is a Kriyishma al Hamita. In Shul, we say Kriyishma with the brachos, and at night we say Kriyishma without the brachos, and we only say one parsha of Kriyishma, the first parsha. And Rashi Shita is that we are being Yotze, the Kriyishma Midoraisa al Hamita. Why do we say the Kriyishma in Shul? That is based on this Yerushalmi, which Rashi brings, because Lamoid Bitfilo Mitoich Dvar Shel Torah. According to Rashi, it's very Gishmak, the Hemshech, as we explained before, in this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was explaining that the B'nai Kfar, they daven Kriyishma early, and they start eating the meal on Friday nights while it's still light, but it's almost Tzeis HaKochavim. That's why the two shiurim of Tzeis HaKochavim from when the Kohanim go in to eat their truma and when the B'nai Kfar go in to eat their meal are almost identical, even though they're not exact, but they're close to each other. And it comes out that you're allowed, according to the Yerushalmi, to say Kriya Shema a little earlier than say Sikha Chavim, as the B'nai Kfar do. But how are they being Yaitzik Kriya Shema? It's not yet B'shach B'cha, it's not the time of lying down. So that is the Hemshech of the Gemara, HaKoyre Koydim L'chein Lo Yotzi Dei Chavasi, says the Yerushalmi. And then the Yerushalmi says, in Kein Lama Karnes of Be'Besa Knesses. So why did the B'nai Kfar, why do they read Kriya Shema in the shul, in the field? It's still light outside. It's way before Tzeiska Chavim, when they are saying Kriya Shema in shul. So Amar Rabbi Yaisa, in Karnes of Knesset B'shul Latzis Dei Chavasi, Elikadei Lamed B'tfilim B'tayach Dvar Shal Taira. In order to start Shemayna Esrei through a Dover of Taira, the Dover of Taira is Kriya Shema, and at the same time we're saying the three parshiyos of Kriya Shema in shul, and we're saying the Birchas HaKriya Shema. On this pshat of Rashi, that the main Kriya Shema is the one Alamita, Tysus in the Bavli Beis Amid Aleph, the first Tysus in Shas, Divriya Maschel Me'emasai Kairin, asks four questions. We will deal with the first three questions of Tysus. The first question Tysus asks is, why do we only read one Parsha at night? According to Rashi, if that's the main mitzvah of Kriya Shema, we should read three Parshas at night. The second question is, what happened to the Birchas Kriya Shema at the Maariv? Kriya Shema has two brachas before Kriya Shema and two brachas after Kriya Shema. We do not say the Birchas Kriya Shema at Kriya Shema al Hamita. And the third question is from the Gemara in the Bavli Daf Hey Amid Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that the whole purpose of the Kriya Shema al Hamita is only B'nei HaMazikin, because it should ward off dangers that could affect a person while he is sleeping. And therefore, the Gemara tells us there on Daf Hey that a Talmud Chacham who reviews his material constantly, his Torah will be a shmirah for him, and he does not need to say Kriya Shema al Hamita. According to Rashi, even a Talmud Chacham would have to say Kriya Shema because of the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema. And we will answer all of these questions in a few moments. Because of these questions, the Rabbeinu Tam learns that Adarabbe, the main Kriya Shema, is the Kriya Shema that we say in Shul. That's the Iker one. The one at the bed is only Mibnei HaMazikin. And if you will ask me, how can we say Kriya Shema while it's still day outside, says the Rabbeinu Tam, that we depend on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda brought in the Bavli on Daf Chaf Vav Amid Aleph, that the end of Tulis Mincha is Plag HaMincha, which is 1.25 hours before it gets dark, 10.75 hours after the beginning of the day, not by Tzeisa Kechavim, but earlier, and immediately at Plag HaMincha, Mincha ends and Maariv begins. Then Taisa says, well, how is it that we also daven Mincha late up till nighttime? How could we do that? On that, Taisa's answer is that we hold like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that Tfilas HaMincha goes till the nighttime. And the Gemara in the Bavli Chav Zayin Amid Aleph comes out that Hashtad Loi Itmer Hilchasa Loi Kamar Veloi Kamar David Kamar Ovid David Kamar Ovid. That since we do not have a definitive halacha who's correct, Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, a person has a choice. He can either be noeg like Rabbi Yehuda and daven Maariv right after Plag HaMincha, or he could be noeg like the Chachamim and daven Mincha up till the nighttime, until Tzeisik HaChavim. But then Taisa says, I have a question on the pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam. If we were relying on Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, Mikomakam Kasha, Dabi Ketrei Kuli, the Sasner Adari, these are two kulas that contradict one another. And these are the words of Taisus. Shaharei me'ezetam on a mispalam arvis miyad la'achar plaga mincha. Why is it that we daven marv immediately after plaga mincha, mishum de kamalon, de shasa mincha kolak de Rabbi Yehuda? Because on the one hand, we hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that mincha ends with plaga mincha umiyad havizman arvis. And immediately following plaga mincha, it's already the time that one can daven marv. And then Taisa says, Ubizman ha tfila atzma, concerning tfila, which the Meforshim say he means mincha, concerning mincha, tfilas mincha itself, like Haimalank Rabbi Yehuda. We do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you can only daven till plaga mincha, elika rabbanan, that you could daven mincha much later until it's nighttime. So this is a contradiction. learning the words of Tosfos itself, I would say that Tosfos is speaking about on two different days. In other words, Tosfos means to ask when the Gemara says you could either act like a Yehuda or like the Rabbanan. The Gemara means you have to be consistent. Either always daven Maariv right after Plaga Mincha, or always daven Mincha up till nighttime and then daven Maariv. But you can't on one day go like the Rabbanan to daven Maariv late and daven mincha till Maariv time, and on the other day you'll go like Rabbi Yehuda that you can daven Maariv immediately after Plag HaMincha. So it would seem from the words of Tosfos that he's speaking about two different days, because he says, how can you daven Maariv miyad after Plag HaMincha and then daven mincha until nighttime? Apparently you're not davening mincha after Maariv. What does Tosfos mean? So I would learn Tosfos to mean on two different days, and it's still a contradiction. However, I spoke to Hagoyen Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita, and he told me that the Mefarshim understand Tosfos to mean on the same day. He admitted that the Lashon Tosfos is Megumgum. From the words itself of Tosfos, it's not so clear, but Tosfos actually means to ask, how is it that on the same day we can do both like Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? That, in fact, would be a Tarta Desasri. You daven Maariv after Shkia, but it's not yet nighttime, because you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you can daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. And then you go and you are also davening Mincha before Shkia on the same day, because you hold like the Rabbanan that you can daven Mincha until it becomes night. So here on the same day, you're doing a Tarta Desasri. That's the question that Tosfos is asking. And as a result, the Ri says that the reason that we daven Maariv early and Kriya Shema early in Shul is not because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather it's because we find in the Gemara that there are shitas that argue on the first mission in Brachas, that the Zman of Kriya Shema is not Mishosh HaKohanim Nechnasim Lechel B'Trumasan, but rather there are earlier shiurim before Tzeisa Kechavim. For example, the shiur that we have here in the Yerushalmi, which is also brought in the Bavli, that's Mishosh HaDerech B'nei Adam Nechnasim Lechel Pitam B'Leilei Shabbos, which we said is speaking about a village, and they didn't wait till nighttime on Friday to eat their Suda. They ate while it was still some light outside. It's Karev, it's close to Tzeisa Kechavim, but it was still earlier than Tzeisa Kechavim, because they came back from the field while it was still day, because they were afraid of the chayas, and they had their food prepared right away, so they were able to eat earlier than they did the rest of the week while it was still some light outside. And then we have the sheet in the Bavli on Beis Amid Beis that says from the time that people are Mekadesh Shabbos, they make Kiddush Friday night, which is before the Zman of Bein HaShemashis, because Bein HaShemashis is already Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, it's already a Suffolk, it might be Shabbos, so therefore they make Kiddush earlier, and that's before Tzeisei Kechavim. So we're relying on that, those Shitas, which are not like the Mishnah of Tzeisei Kechavim. But we're doing it in Shul, not like Rashi says, based on the Yerushalmi, in order to Lamed Mitzvah L'Bitarch Tvar Shel Torah. But rather, we're doing it in Shul because we have a halachic shita to base our Maariv and our Krishma on. And as we find the Gemara in Bavli Brachas Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Rav Matzah Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav used to daven Shabbos while it was still light outside. It was Mekabel Shabbos early. And then when he davened Maariv and he said Kriya Shema, he was being Soimach on Shitas that allow one to daven Kriya Shema early, even though it was not yet completely night. So this is how the Ri explains our minig of davening early in Shul. Now, to answer the questions of Tosfos on Rashi, so the first question concerning why Rashi doesn't hold that we read three parshas at night, we only read one parsha. So on this, the Shagas Ari answers, because Ein Echanami, Rashi will hold, like Tosfos, that we're Samech on Rabbi Yehuda to daven Maariv early. However, Rabbi Yehuda says the Shagas Ari is only a Suffolk, because we don't know, perhaps the Halachas like the Chachamim, that you can only daven Maariv when it's the Zman of Tzeisei Kechavim at night. You can't daven while it's still light outside. So it's a suffix. So as far as the last two parshas of Kriya Shema, which are only Midrabbanan is concerned, there we could be Samech on Rabbi Yehuda, and they don't have to be repeated over. Suffik Rabbanu Yigola Kula, and therefore you were yotze with the two parshias of Ahoyim Shemaya and Vayomer, what you said in Shul. However, Legabi, the first parsha of Krishma, which is a deraisa, on that Rashi says we can't be soimach on this suffik because maybe the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's like the Chacham, and therefore the first parsha of Krishma, but only the first parsha of Krishma, that you have to say over at night to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa of Krishma and not rely on the heter and the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So answers the Rashba. On the second question of Taisus, why don't you say the Birchas Krishma? So on that, the Rashba answers that Rashi Shita is that the Birchas Krishma are not a bracha that is said because of the mitzvah of Krishma, but rather they're independent brachas. Krishma itself doesn't need a bracha, and they were mesukin that they're said together with Krishma. So if you're saying Krishma in Shul to in order kedei lamed betula mitar dvar shel Torah, because it's not yet the zman really to daven, so you already say the Birchas Krishma as well. However, at night, when you're saying the Krishma, the first parsha, there's no need for you to say the Birchas Krishma, which you've said already in Shul. In fact, there's a whole discussion, according to Rashi, do you make a bracha on the Krishma at night? There are those Rishonim who say in Rashi that you don't make any bracha. And others say that you make a bracha of Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu Likrois Krishma. However, the Birchas Krishma themselves are not a bracha over saying the mitzvah of Krishma, and you fulfill with what you said in Shul. As far as the third question that's asked on Rashi, that the Krishma Alamit is only B'nai Mezikin, there the Rosh says a simple teretz, that yes, it's mazikin if you say Krishma bizmanoi in the right time when it's clearly dark outside and you're yaitzer b'shach b'chav midoraisa. So then the Krishma at night is only the mazikin. But if you're davening Krishma early in shul and you weren't yaitzer the mitzvah deraisa, then the Krishma at night takes on two functions. It has a function to ward off the mazikim, but it also has a primary function of being yaitzer the mitzvah deraisa of Krishma. So that question is not a Rashi does not have a problem with that question. We should also point out that there are those who say that Rashi holds like the Ri, that we're not being samach on Rabbi Yehuda, rather we're being samach on shitas which allow one to daven Kriyishma early because the zman is earlier. And therefore, what was the question? For example, how do we say mincha before shkia and marav after shkia? It's a tarta de sasri. So the answer is, we're not getting involved in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, but rather we're being simach on the shitas that say that Kriyishma can be read midoraisa, not from Tzeis HaKachavim, but from the time that we're Mekadesh, we make Kiddush at home, on Leil Shabbos, which is before Bein HaShemashos, while it's still light outside. It's not a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. That's when we're making Kiddush. So that's what Rashi says we're being simach on. However, as the Rosh points out, we're only simach on that, b'shas hadchak, because if we were to tell people that you have to daven mincha while it's light outside, and then you have to go home and come back when it's Tzeis HaKachavim for Kriyishma and Ma'ariv, people wouldn't want to come back again. It's a tircha d'tzipur to make them come back again, and maybe they're worried about a danger, and it's at night, and therefore they wouldn't come back again. So in order to have the tzibur daven together, Ma'ariv as well, they were simach on those shitas that allow one to daven while it's still light outside Ma'ariv. But Rashi held, when are we soimach on those shitas? That's only legabi, the last two parshas of Krishma, which are the Rabbanan. But for the first parsha of Krishma, which is the Raisa, we're not going to be soimach on the earlier time. There we're going to be machmer, like our Mishnah, that the Zman is from the time that the Kohanim are going to eat their truma, which is Tzeis HaKachavim. That's why Rashi insisted that one parsha of Krishma is said over at night to Mekayim, the mitzvah, the Raisa. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam, who understands that the main Krishma is said in Shul early, because, according to him, because we're Sarmach on Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Zman of Marv is from Plaga Mincha, so he wonders what is Pshat in Ari Yerushalmi here. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, Shehayu Regilin, quoting his Lashon that Tosfos brings down in Beis Amud Aleph, Shehayu Regilin, Likreis Krishma, Kaitim Tfilas, and Kemoisha, Anu Regilin, Lemer Ashrei, Tchila. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that they used to daven Kriya Shema like we say Ashrei. Before Musaf we say Ashrei. Before Mincha we say Ashrei. So they used to have a minig that instead of Ashrei they used to say Kriya Shema. That was the Dvar Torah that they used to start saying before they said Shemayna Esrei. So the Pnei Yeshua understands that what Rabbeinu Tam is explaining is L'chaira, a different pshat than we said that Rashi understood Yerushalmi. Rashi understood Yerushalmi is asking on Maariv, because since the main Kriya Shema is Alamita, so what are you davening Kriya Shema in Shul before it's dark, and you're not being Yoitze, and on that the Yerushalmi says, Ein Echanami, you're not being Yoitze, it's only Laman B'tfilah B'tar T'var Shal Torah. And we said that was the beautiful Hemshech to the whole Indian of the B'nai Kfar, that they were saying Kriya Shema in the field when it's light outside. How are they Yoitze? They're not Yoitze. So what are they saying Kriya Shema? That's the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi. However, Rabbeinu Tam learns no. In Shul, they were saying Kriya Shema because it was the Zman to say Kriya Shema, Midaraisa, because they were Soimach on Rabbi Yehuda Shita, or according to the Ri, they were Soimach on the Shitas that hold that Kriya Shema can be said from the time that you make Kiddush Leil Shabbos, before Shkia. So they were being yoitz in the mitzvah of deraisa of that point. So there's no question why they said Kriya Shema. It was Bizman, except the Zman is not Seisik Chavim, it's an earlier Zman. So what does the Yerushalmi mean? Im kein lama kar maysav beisa knesses. The Yerushalmi says the Pnei Yeshua means the way Rabbeinu Tam understands, not on Maariv but on Mincha. By Mincha, they also used to say Kriya Shema because we say Ashrei before Shemayna Esrei to enter Tefillah through Dvar Torah. They used to say Kriya Shema to enter Tefillah through Dvar Torah. On that, the Yerushalmi asks, what are you saying Kriya Shema by Mincha for? Not by Maariv. By Maariv, you're saying it according to Rabbeinu Tam because you're being Yoitz to your Chiv at that time. And on that, the Yerushalmi answers that at Mincha, we say it, and the same thing Musaf, we say Shema, like we today say Ashrei, they used to say Shema in order Lamed B'Tefillah Mitoich Dvar Shel Torah. There is another shita which the Charedim here brings down in Divrei Amasra Kedei Lamoid, because of Rabbeinu David Avudram Hilchas Krishma, the Hayukayrin Oisa Bebesa Knesses Koidem Arvis Beloy Brachos Kemoishanu Kairin Ashrei Koidem Mincha. So here's the shita of Avudram that they used to by Maariv say Krishma alone without the brachas, like we say Ashrei before Mincha. So I saw the art school brings down that they learned that this Avudram is really what the Rabbeinu Tam was saying. That when the Rabbeinu Tam said, why do we say Kriya Shema before Tefillah, he means on Maariv, and we say it without brachas, just Kriya Shema itself. And the reason is, Kedei Lamoid Tefillah Mitoich Divrei Torah. But L'chaira, as we explained, the Rabbeinu Tam is going on Mincha. On Maariv, the Rabbeinu Tam says, we said it with the Birchas Kriya Shema, and we said three parts of Kriya Shema because we're doing a bona fide Kriya Shema min HaTorah, being Soimach on an earlier Zman, Chiyuv, than Tzeisek Kechavim. So we don't have to say the Yerushalmi is saying Lam B'tfilah Mitoich Dvar Shel Torah. Rather, it would seem to me that the Avudraham is going in the sheet of the Charedim. And the sheet of the Charedim, if you look back on Aleph Amid Aleph in the Yerushalmi, the Charedim goes like Rashi Shita, that the main Kriya Shema is what we say at night, Alamita. So on that, although Rashi himself learns that the Birchas Kriya Shema and the three parts of Kriya Shema were all said in Shul, as we explained Rashi Shita, on that we have now a third shita that basically goes like Rashi against Rabbeinu Tam and says that the real Zman Kriya Shema is not in Shul. The real Zman Kriya Shema, at least Lagabi being Machmer on a Deraisa, the first part of Kriya Shema, we have to say the Kriya Shema over again at night. The difference between the Avudraham and Rashi is that Rashi says in Shul they used to say three parshas with the Birchas Kriya Shema, and Avudraham is saying that in Shul they only said Kriya Shema. He doesn't speak about one or three parshas, but they did not say Birchas Kriya Shema in Shul. When did they say Birchas Kriya Shema? L'chaira, according to Avudraham, they said it later at night when they were being yoitze the Kriya Shema d'oraisa. So it comes out that in our Gemara here, Nageya Pshat in our Gemara, we have three Shitas. We have Shitas Rashi, that the main Kriya Shema is at night on your bed, but you only are machmer to say the first Parsha. You don't say the Birchas Kriya Shema at that time. And in Shul, you're davening earlier than the Zman, but you are Simach on Rabbi Yehuda, or you Simach on as the Ri holds, you Simach on the sheet is that say you can at Shkia time you can already say Kriyishma Shel Arvis. And in Shul, they used to say three parshas of Kriyishma with the Birchas HaKriyishma. However, they didn't say that later, Alamita, they only said one parsha. That's the Shita of Rashi. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the way the Pnei Shul learns, is that in Shul, on Maariv, they said Kriyishma, three parshas with the Birchas Kriyishma. Why? Because you were being Yoytzei, an earlier Zman, Rabbi Yehuda, you were being Yoytzei, Kriyishma, Midaraisa, earlier while it's still light outside. And that's the main Kriyishma. When the Yerushalmi says, why do we say Kriyishma early? It's not speaking about Maariv. It's speaking about Mincha. They used to say Kriyishma like Ashrei. Why do you say it before Shema and Ashrei? The answer is, Lamed B'tfilah Metayach Dvar Shel Torah. And then we have now a third pshat of the Avudram. He basically goes, like the Haredim, like Rashi, that the main Kriyishma is at night. However, he says that in Shul, when they were Oymed, in Maariv, Tfilah Metayach Dvar Shel Torah, they said Kriyishma without the Birchas Kriyishma, and the Birchas Kriyishma were said later together with the Kriyishma Al Hamita. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Zeyu, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yirmiya, and here the word Omar is missing, and this is one of the sources that we quoted in the Hagdama from the Sefer Amri B'Marava, where we see the Yerushalmi's Makatzer and does not use the word Omar. This was the source that he brought, Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Yirmiya, and the word Omar is understood in the Yerushalmi. What did he say? Safik birich al mezayin, safik labirich. If a person has a safik, whether he benched or not, sorach lavorich, he has to bench. The pasuk tells us that when you eat and you're satisfied, you have to make a birchas hamazon. And as the Haredim explains, we're bringing a pasuk to show that this is a mitzvah deraisa, and we have a rule safik deraisa lechumra. So if you have a safik whether you benched or not, of course you have to bench over, even if you benched already, but you don't remember if you benched or not. You have to bench over because it's a suffik deraisa lechumra. However, continues the Gemara, suffik hispalel, suffik lo hispalel. What happens if a person has a suffik whether he davened or not? Now here we are dealing with a derabbanan, not with a deraisa. If you hold like the Ramban, then all tefillah is midrabbanan. And even if you hold like the Rambam, that tefillah is midraisa, but that is only once a day, and the nusach tefillah was made up by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, that's midrabbanan. A person midaraisa can be yoytze one time a day in any way that he wants to express his bakasha, his request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's say here a person knew that he had already davened once that day. So the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah, according to the Rambam, he was already yoytze. He doesn't remember if he davened mincha or not, so that is now only a suffik, even according to the Rambam, midrabbanan. What is the halacha? Says Rav Zira, al yispalel. In the first wide line of the Haredim, he brings down a Rajba b'shem goin that explains al yispal doesn't mean he doesn't have to daven. It means einoy rishoy. He's in fact not allowed to daven. Alts the halach of suffik, we would say, since the suffik derabbanan, it's lakula, he doesn't have to daven. But now that he doesn't have to daven because it's not a deraisa, it's only a derabbanan, in fact, the Rajba is saying he's not allowed to daven because since tefillah is keneged korbanis, as we have the Gemara in the Bavli Daf Chavav Amid Beis, and the Yerushalmi will speak about this as well, that tefillahs were nesakin keneged korbanis. If a person brought a korban tamid, it was definitely brought, to bring another one is bal toisiv. And so too, since there's no obligation for him to daven over, in fact, he's not allowed to daven over because it would be considered adding to the mitzvah bal toisiv. However, the Yerushalmi points out, like Rabbi Yochanan, this is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Valavai sheyispalu adam kol yom kuloi." Halavai, a person would daven all day. Lama, why she'ein tefillah mafsedes? Tefillah is never lost. There's not a wasted tefillah. In other words, as the Haredim explains, that Einachanami, as a chiyuv, he's not allowed to daven, but he can always daven as a nedava. And Einachanami, the Haredim says, he'll have to make a tnai. If I was already yoytze, I already davened, then this is a nedava. If, in fact, I did not daven previously, then this will be for my chov. So he makes a tnai. The Haredim brings down that there's a machlokus, whether, in fact, if he says it as a tefillas nedava, he has to be mechadesh something. He has to add something new in his bakasha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a machlokus. but he definitely needs to make a tanai. But Rabbi Yochanan says, once he makes the tanai on the side that it's a tefillas nedava, he can make a tefillas nedava a whole day. Hashem wants to hear more and more of our beseeching him and of our asking our requests and begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill our requests. That is what tefillah is all about. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, once you make this tanai, there is no prohibition for you to daven over again. Now the Yerushalmi has a suffik concerning Kriya Shema. Suffik kara, suffik lo kara. If he has a suffik whether he read Kriya Shema or not. And the Charedim has two pshatim in what the suffik is. We'll go with the second pshat of the Charedim, that there is a mandayamer we find in the Bavli that holds that Kriya Shema is only midrabbanan. And the Charedim learns that that's good for the suffik here in the Gemara. Is Kriya Shema a deraisa? And then, of course, if he had a suffik, it will be like benching suffik deraisa lechumra. Or is Kriya Shema only midrabbanan? And therefore, it'll be suffik derabbanan lekula. Says the Gemara, Nishmeinu min adol, let us be poshed this question from what we learned earlier concerning reading Kriya Shema too early. As we turn to the Beis Amid Beis, we learned before, HaKoyre Koyim L'chein, if somebody reads the Kriya Shema before the right time, Lo Yotzi Dechavasi. For example, Mariv, he reads Kriya Shema too early, before it becomes dark, he is not Yotze Hischov, and he has to read it over again. As we explained, Rashi Shita, he has to read it, Al Hamita L'shem Chovas, the mitzvah, the rice of Kriya Shema, he's going to have to read it when it becomes vaday dark outside, and he's not yotze when he reads it too early. Ask the Yerushalmi, the kodim l'chein lav safiku, as the Pnei Moshe explains, part of the time that is before evening, before dark, includes ben hashmashes. There's a part that's vaday yoim, where he for sure would not be yotze Kriya Shema. But there is a time of banish mashes, which is a suffik yom and suffik lila. And even on that, you're making a blanket rule and you're stating, HaKodim Kar L'chein, if you read Shema too early before the correct time, L'yotzi Dechavasei, even in that suffik period of banish mashes, V'at Amar Tzarech Likwet, you're telling me you still have to read it when it becomes night. Hado Amra, from here we could see that Safik Kara, Safik Likara, Tzarech Likoris. Just like over there when it's a question, did you read Kriya Shema? You know you read it, but you have a Safik if it was the Zman Yom or Zman Laila. You're telling me that you were not Yotz and you have to read it again at Vare Laila. So too here where you have a Safik, did I read it at all? The din is that you have to read it, and even if you read it before, but since you don't remember if you read it, mi Safik, you have to read it, and according to the way the Charedim learned the whole Shal of the Gemara, it was, is Kriya Shema deraisa or derabbanan? From here we're pashut that Kriya Shema is a deraisa, and therefore it has the same din as benching, suffering deraisa l'chumra, and you will have to read it again. And now the Yerushalmi brings a pasuk, which the Tosefta brings, and it is quoted also in the Bavli on Daf Beis Amid Beis, and this concerns the Zman of Mishosh HaKohanim Nichnasim Lechel B'Trumasan, which the Tosefta says, Simon L'davar, I'll tell you a sign when that time when the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. Mishiyetzu HaKohanim, when the stars come out. And I'll prove it to you from a pasuk. V'afal pishen raya l'davar, even though it's not 100% proof, but zeichel l'davar, it is a hint that Tosefta HaKohanim is equivalent with the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. Because the pasuk states, Vanachnu oisim bimalacha. This was speaking about when they came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. This is a pasuk in Nehemiah, Perek Dalid, pasuk Tezvav, where the pasuk says that we were busy doing the work. They were rebuilding the destroyed walls of Yerushalayim. The chetzim, half of us, machzikim b'remachim, were holding spears. Half were doing work, and half were protecting from the enemies who didn't want to let the Bnei Yisrael rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. And when was this going on? From the morning star, Alois HaShachar, until the three stars came out at night. Uksiv, and the pasuk further states, at night, they only watched that nothing would be destroyed by the enemies. They had guards. And during the day, they would do further construction of the walls of Yerushalayim. So the Charedim explains from Rashi and Tosis in Bavli, Beis Amid Beis, and the Gemara itself there wants to know, why do we need two psukim? We see that day is from Alois HaShach until Tzei Sekhet Chavim. So on that, the answer is that I would think that maybe day is from Nates, when the ball of the sun comes up, until Shkia, when the ball of the sun goes down, even though there are still rays of the sun. Even though it says in the Pasuk, from Alois HaShach until Tzei Sekhet Chavim, it could be that they did work earlier than the real day. The real day is from Nates to Shkia, and they did work earlier from Alois HaShachar, from dawn, which is, let us say, 72 minutes before Nates. And they did work until Tzei Sekhet Chavim, which is, let us say, 72 minutes after Shkia. So they did work earlier than the day begins, and they worked later than when the day ends. On that, we bring the second pasuk, Uksiv, that no, that whatever we worked during the day, and we had only a mishmar guarding at night. V'hoyu lanu halayla l'mishmar. The layla, which meant from Tzei Sekhet Chavim until Alois, was mishmar. And v'hayoyim, which we stated in the other pasuk, me'alois ha'shachar Tzei Sekhet Chavim, that's yoyim, that was l'mloch. So why is it only a zecher, a hint? L'char, it's a very good raya. So the Charedim explains, because this pasuk is not speaking about Krishma. It's not speaking about a halachic day. It's speaking about a work day. Maybe a work day is different than a halachic day. But yet, since we find that this is the parameters of what is called day, it's still considered a remez, even though it's not 100% proof. Continues the Yerushalmi, Kama Kachovim Yetsu V'Hei Laila. How many stars have to go out until we say it's Shas Tzeisek Kachovim Vare Laila, when the Kohanim eat their Truma? Rav Pinchas B'Shem Rav Abba Bar Papa, he says, Kachov Echad Vare Yoyim. If you see only one star, then you know it's definitely day. Because we're speaking about, as the Gemara will explain, medium stars. And amongst medium stars, one of them can be seen when it's still daytime outside. So if you only saw one, then that is no suffix. We say that you're seeing that one star during a period of the day when it's Vaday day. Shnayim, you saw two stars. Then already it's suffix Lila. Then it's suffix Yoyim, suffix Lila. Shloisha, if you saw three medium stars, then it's Vaday Lila. Then for sure it's night, and then you can say Kriyashma, and that's when the Kohanim eat their Truma. Ask the Gemara, Shnayim, Safik, you're telling me that if you see two stars, it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila. V'haksiv, the pasuk that we brought from the Chemia, says that they used to work Ad Seis HaKoychavim. And that's the pasuk you wanted to bring as a proof when we say Kriyishma at night, when the Kohanim eat their Truma, at Seis HaKoychavim. So says the Yerushalmi, Ela Miut Koychavim Shnayim. Now the Pnei Moshe is Goyrus here, that the word is veloy instead of ela. Veloy miyut kechavim shnayim. The Rash Cirillo and the Charedim are going to use lav. Lav miyut kechavim shnayim. And we'll have to say that even according to arguments of ela, it means the same thing. According to all interpretations, it means whatever way you're going to use, it means isn't it? Isn't miyut kechavim shnayim? Ela here does not mean what it usually means, but it means, is not a miyut kechavim shnayim. So if you're telling me that they used to do work until tzeisek kechavim, and that's what you're trying to use for kriyishma and for truma, so it's telling you that two stars is enough to be considered, because the minimum of kechavim, the plural, is two. So why do you get three? Two is enough. Answers the Gemara, katmoyo loy mischashev. That first star, which we said could be seen sometimes even during the day, that one we're not counting, because then it's Vaday Yoyim. So we're counting when you add another two to that original one, and now you have a total of three. That's what we mean. Tzeisek means two. Which two? The two that come after the original one that was seen during the day, which gives you a total of three. Based on the above, Rav Pinchas continues, Be'er Shabbos, and here we're speaking about where he did an Aver B'Shogeg. He saw one star Friday afternoon, and he did a malacha b'shoyi, then he's potter, because we say it's vaday yoyim, he didn't do anything wrong. However, if he saw shnayim, two stars, then maybe ashem toli, then he has to bring a korban ashem toli, which is brought when a person has a suffix, because like we said, if it's shnayim, two stars, is suffix yom, suffix laila. So he doesn't know if he did an averi here or not, you bring an ashem toli. Shloisha, but if he saw three stars, maybe chata, so he didn't know that this particular act was prohibited on Shabbos, And he did it when there were three stars outside. So there's no suffix that it's already Shabbos. And he did a malacha b'shoyge, so he has to bring a chatos. Continues the Yerushalmi, b'moitzoy Shabbos. But as far as Shabbos goes, it'll be just the opposite. Ruach ha'yichav echad, if he saw one star at the end of Shabbos, v'asa malacha, maybe chatos. Because then it's for sure daytime, it's for sure Shabbos. And he did a malacha b'shoyge on Shabbos, he has to bring a chatos. Shnayim, he already saw two stars, so now it's suffix yom, suffix la. It's a suffix whether it's still Shabbos or not. Maybe Hashem Tali, he brings the korban that you bring when you have a suffix, whether you did an aveira. That's an Hashem Tali. If he saw three stars, shloisha potter, then he's potter from bringing any korban because it's vaday lailo and he did not do an aveira of chilul Shabbos. Now, the Meforshim point out that Erev Shabbos, when there's one star, we say he's potter. Moitzoy Shabbos, when we have three stars, we say he's potter. But you'll notice that we don't use the word mutter. And the Meforshim explain, because he should not have done the malacha so close to Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, or at the end of Shabbos, so close to the end of Shabbos, because there's a concept of Tosfos Shabbos. You have to add on to Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos. So what he did is not necessarily mutter, but once he did it, we don't say that it was Michal Shabbos, and he's putter from a Korban Chatas. Continues the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbun Boi. Now normally Boi, we say, means he had a question, he had a shiloh. However, if you look in the Charedim, he says, in Divrei Masor, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbun, opposite where we are in the Yerushalmi, Hai Boi, Lam Shailahi, Elo Oimer Dover Pepshitas. He's saying a statement, even though the Yerushalmi uses the word Boi, which in the Bavli would mean he questioned, but here he was saying a statement. He was analyzing this halacha. V'yeshki yotz v'harbe b'Yerushalmi. The Charedim says that you find this expression very often in the Yerushalmi, where it's not a question, but a statement. However, the Pnei Moshe, in fact, learns that this is a shaila. And what was Rabbi Yossi Barabun shaila according to the Pnei Moshe? As follows. Let's do a little more of the Gemara before we see what the shaila was. The next word is also has different pshatim. In Tamar, the gra is not garsis at all. Others are garsis itmar. We'll go with our girsir in Tamar, which means e Tamar. If you hold that shnayim is a suffix, two stars is a suffix, and the Meforshim right away ask, what do you mean if? We just said a statement before from Rav Pinchas that shnayim is suffix. What's the if? That could be why the gra is not garsis. However, they explain, because we're going to find later on Daf Gimel that there is a Mandi Yomar that two stars is considered Vare Laila. So what Rabbi Yosef Rabun means, if you say, like Rabbi Pinchas assumed, that Shnayim is not Vare Laila, but it's a Suffig, is there a situation where even though he's doing a Malacha at the time of two stars, which is a Suffig, he could still be chayiv either Misa if he did it b'mezid, or a korban if he did it b'shayi? What would be that situation? Continues the Gemara, in Tamer Shnayim Safik, Raw Shnei Kechavim Be'erev Shabbos, V'hisru Boi, V'asa Malacha. He saw two stars, and they gave him a warning, don't do this Malacha. He did it anyway. And then Raw Shnei Kechavim B'mezid Shabbos, V'hisru Boi, he saw two stars at the end of Shabbos, and they warned him, don't do this Malacha, V'asa Malacha. He did it anyway. So the way the Pnei Moshe explains is this considered a Hasra Suffolk or not? If we look at the Erev Shabbos one, don't do this Malacha, it's a Hasra Suffolk. Hasra Suffolk means even if he won't listen to my warning and he'll do it, I'm not sure he's going to be over, because maybe two stars is still daytime and it's not Shabbos yet and he didn't do a Malacha. If we look at the nighttime, it's two stars, maybe it's already nighttime because we have a suffix. And if I warn him then, and even if he doesn't listen, I don't know for sure that he's being over the Avera. So looking at it that way, we could say it's a Sarah suffix. But if we look at it in the totality, in other words, they tell him at the beginning of Shabbos, don't do the Malacha now when there's two stars. And if you're going to do the Malacha now, and you will do the Malacha at the end of Shabbos at this time. And the Pnei Moshe says it means, at the end of Divrei HaMashkel, in Tamar, he says, Kigoyin she'asa Malacha kol bein ha-shemashos b'shteyan. He worked a whole bein ha-shemashos in Erev Shabbos and Moitzoy Shabbos. Or, as the Rosh Cirillo says, in the history of Asa Malacha, Ukigoin Shibiregish Asa Malacha Baleil Shabbos, Asa Gam came from Mitzvah Shabbos. The same moment when he did Malacha on Leil Shabbos, he did it on Mitzvah Shabbos. Perhaps when they warn him, they can warn him with this Maman of Shach, and then it's not a Hasra Safik. If you're going to do Malacha now, Erev Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shabbos, during the whole Beis Mishmashos, or at the same moment, Erev Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos, we're warning you that you're going to be over a Malacha. Because he can't have it both ways. It's either going to be Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos, or it's going to be still Shabbos at the end of Shabbos at this moment. And at one of those times, you're going to be Machal Shabbos. Either it's going to be daytime, and then you're going to be over the end of Shabbos, or it's going to be nighttime, and you're going to be over the beginning of Shabbos. It's already night. So that's not called Hasra Safek. And according to the Pnei Moshe, the Gemara responds, here's the answer. Manifshach. Imer Rishonim Yoyim Hein. Af Achronim Yoyim Hein. V'yechayv Al Achronim. If you consider this moment at the beginning of Shabbos as being still part of the day, then the same moment at the end of Shabbos is part of the day of Shabbos. Then he's chayv for doing Malacha at the end of Shabbos. Im Achronim Laila. If you're going to consider this nighttime at the end of Shabbos, so Af Rishonim Laila. So this period at the beginning of Shabbos means it's already night, and he did Malacha on Shabbos night. V'yechayv al Rishonim would be chayv at the beginning of Shabbos. So if I warn him in such a way, then Maman of Shach, it's not considered Asra Safek. However, the Rash Cirillo says, in Divrei HaMasel, Maman of Shach, Ukasavar, Kamandi Yomer, Asra Safek, Shema Asra. He says very simply that Eichanami, this Gemara must be going according to the Mandi Yomar. We have in Shabbos, the Flamen Hamid Beis, that if you give Asra on a Safek, it's still considered a Hasra. According to the Haredim, this entire last piece of Gemara of Rabbi Yisrael Rabun was not a question, but rather it was a statement that Meman of Shach, you are chayiv either for the beginning of Shabbos or the end of Shabbos. However, according to the Pnei Moshe that learned that it was a Shaila, the Pnei Moshe learns now that the next Gemara, beginning at the second wide line, is a question upon a question. Im Tim Tzolaymer, even if you're going to tell me in the first question, where he did a whole melacha at either at the beginning of Shabbos or at the end of Shabbos, that's not called a Asra Safek. If they warn him, don't do it both at the beginning and at the end, because then Maman of Shach, at one of the times you're going to be over, and that's not called a Asra Safek. What about if he only did a half a melacha at the beginning of Shabbos and a half a melacha at the end of Shabbos? Here's the example. Rosh Nekah Chavim Be'erv Shabbos. He saw two stars at the beginning of the Shabbos. V'katzar, and he reaped. Kechatzi Grogris. The amount that you have to reap to be over the Malach of Ketzirah on Shabbos is a whole Grogris, a whole dried fig. He only was Kaitzer, a half dried fig. Then B'Shachris, V'katzar Kechatzi Grogris. He did another half Shachris. That's for sure. He did something wrong, but it was only a Chatzi Shir, half of what the Malach needs. And then Rosh Nekecham B'Moitzoy Shabbos, he saw two stars B'Moitzoy Shabbos, V'Kotzer Chatzi Groigris, and he cut again a half a Groigris. And the way the Pnei Moshe explains it is that now, for example, if you wouldn't have the Shachris, and you would have only the one at the beginning of Shabbos, the half, and the half at the end of Shabbos, so that for sure cannot be Mitzarif, because one of those times is not the time of Shabbos. If you're going to say it's nighttime, then only the first one was a problem. If you're going to say daytime, then only the last one is a problem. But they're not both problems, so they cannot be mitzarif to a shir. That means he did not do a whole shir. And therefore, b'shoigeg, he wouldn't have to bring a chattis. B'mezid, he couldn't get skila. He didn't do a whole shir. But even if I have three chatzi groigris, I have the one in the middle of shacharis on Shabbos. So do I say that I can do a same Maman of Shach, just like I did a Maman of Shach when he did a whole Malacha, either Erev Shabbos or Moitzoy Shabbos, and that's not called Asra Safek. So maybe I can also say that it's not Asra Safek if I warn him, don't do a half Malacha now at the beginning of Shabbos, and a half Malacha at the end of Shabbos, and a half Malacha in the middle of Shabbos, because the half Malacha in the middle of Shabbos will be Metzareif, either Maman of Shach, either the half of the beginning of Shabbos, if it's already night, or the half of the end of Shabbos, if it's still the daytime of Shabbos. But through one of the two half Gregorists, we're going to be mitzarif either the beginning of Shabbos or the end of the Shabbos with the middle. And the Mela, that's also not called Asura Safik. Or maybe not. Maybe by Tzirif, that's too much to say that that's not called Asura Safik, and it would be considered Asura Safik. This is the Shail according to the Pnei Moshe. And the Yerushalmi is Poshet, Manev Shach. That we do join it all together, and he is warned. If the Eidim put all this together, it is considered a good warning. And the Rosh Cirillo speaks out, it's going like the Sheet of Rabbi Gamliel in Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei, who says that when you don't know that you did something wrong, b'shoigek, to bring a chatos, we don't say that something you did in the morning and something that you did later in the day on Shabbos, that it's considered a separation. And rather we say that it's mitzarif together, and it's considered one halama, one forgetting, and we don't say the time in between is considered that you had a yediyah in between, but rather it's one long forgetting, and therefore the Gemara's Paishit Manavshach. Imar Rishonim Yoyim Hein, Afachorinim Yoyim Hein. If the first Chatzi Gregoris was during the daytime, it wasn't yet Shabbos, that means that the last Chatzi Gregoris at the end of Shabbos was done while it's still day, v'yitzarif shel shachris im shel matzoi Shabbos, then the half that I did during shachris will attach itself to the half that was done before the end of Shabbos when it was still day. V'yechayv al achroinim, you'll be chayv because of the last one. Im achroinim laila, if the last one is considered night, so you can't be chayv for that chatzi gregers, but then after rishonim laila, then the day before erev Shabbos, it was also chatzi gregers at night. V'yitzarif shel shachris im shel leil Shabbos, then the shachris will join up with the one of leil Shabbos which preceded it, because that was done at night. Then you'll be chayiv because of the Rishonim. So now I'm able to give, that's the Gemara gives the answer to the Shaila, the way the Pnei Moshe learns, Manavshach, we do make this Memanavshach that either you're chayiv for the beginning with a tzirif of Shachris, or you're chayiv for the end with a tzirif of Shachris, and I can give you one warning, and it's not a Sros. So according to the Haredim, the Gemara wasn't asking a question and giving an answer, the Gemara was simply making a statement, but the bottom line, it comes out, according to both Pshatim, that the person in this case will be chayiv, and the Hasra is considered a Hasra.